Last week, hundreds of Zhongli state employees rejected their salaries and staged demonstrations to protest what they call the state's modified salary structure, which does not follow the new salary structure ordered by the National Ministry of Labor and Public Service 2 months ago. Civil servants say Governor Dinay Jok Chagur, Deputy Governor Antipas Nyong Kucha, and other state officials increased their own salaries by a significant amount but did nothing to help ordinary government workers. They say salaries for the constitutional post holders range between 500,000 to 200,000 South Sudanese pounds, while salaries for other government workers range between 1,000 and 10,000 South Sudanese pounds. Last Thursday, civil servants temporarily called off their strike after state officials agreed to meet all of their demands. They warned the demonstrations would resume if the government officials failed to live up to their commitments. Today, hundreds of protesters blocked the Bor airstrip and the Juba Bor highway, paralyzing traffic. Bor resident Jacob Ajang says since civil servants went on strike more than a week ago, it's been difficult for people to go on with their day-to-day activities.
I was on the road this morning and I was riding on my motorbike. I almost was about to knock somebody down because they were jumping up, others were running, and also they have mobilized some border borders also, say they are teachers, and say we need our right. So people are scared. Because life is at risk.
Ajang says he worries that if the strike and public demonstrations continue much longer, they may turn violent. Ajang is urging the state authorities to address the civil servants' issues so the lives of citizens can return to normal.
Let the government of Zhongli, particularly the governor, intervene and do something and give the right payment to the owners so that people can go and sit. Because they have right and they are teachers, they educate people, and I believe they can be rewarded by what the President Key said.
Bor resident Akenye Guy also says the strike has disrupted people's daily lives. Guy says public schools have been closed for a week and schools' 8 children, especially candidates who should be preparing for final exams, are stranded. He also says local hospitals are closed due to the strike.
The people of Zhongli are really suffering. Like if you go to the hospital today, people are not treated and the hospital is closed and no medication in the hospital. And assuming somebody is being rushed for emergency, that person will pass away. And this can affect us. So I'm urging the government to listen to the voice of the people who are on strike, like the doctors and the teachers. Who have been in strike. So I'm saying that the government should work on and do their best to make sure that these people are paid their dues according to what they are demanding.
Zhongli State Acting Governor Tuong Majuk said last Thursday that the government recognized the civil servants' rights and would release funds to pay their full salaries and allowances. When asked today what went wrong, Majuk said he was not ready to provide a statement until the committee tasked with investigating the root causes of the protest in Bor arrived from Juba. Protester Mayanu Kur says since state officials have backtracked on their promises to address the civil servants' demands, the protest will continue.
We need our basic salary times 2 and all the additional allowances are stipulated by the Ministry of Public Service and Labor. This thing was resolved by the presidency and this thing should be effected immediately in all the states, but it has not been effected in the Zhongli state. Actually, they have been fooling with us. They are fooling around with us because if you prepare a check ready to dispense to the public for payment and then again revoke saying that there is no money, that means you are fooling. You are trying to blindfold people. You are fooling around with people. So actually, they are playing with us. And actually, civil servants in Zhongli state are frustrated and we are going to remain on road until our money is paid.
Protester Yuang Arou says he is frustrated by the way state officials treat civil servants.
They are trying to dodge us with some lame excuses by saying that we are going to solve this problem, of which they have not reached that point from the beginning up to now. So I don't know what the governor is doing exactly there in Juba, as if he's an ambassador to Juba. Is he not our state governor? We have been complaining a lot, but he's not trying even to come to see what is exactly in his state. We will never leave this road until the governor releases our money.
Some activists and citizens of Bor blame the ongoing demonstrations in the state on the absence of key members of the executives, including the governor and his deputy, for nearly 3 months. Citizens are calling on Governor Dine Chagur and his deputy, Antipas Nyok, to return to the state and resolve the crisis with civil servants. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaiding in Bor.